This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Would have worked out really good because of the fact the Texas organization back in the day was really good about protecting their players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jerry Jones did a good job with that, and I think McNair did a good job with that as well. So, you know, one of the things that he asked me when I went there, well, he asked me the same question, would you be able to handle it? I said, I told him, I'm like, man, as long as you protect me, tell me what to do, guide me through this, then I feel like we'll be okay.
Vince Young says that he would have been able to work out in Houston as the quarterback of the Texans. He might have had a better career and stuff would have worked out. Landry Locker, John McClain, Stanford Brout, James Ihedebo, the two former NFL DBs getting their first piece of McClain leg hiking. We're going to start it off with that right there. Vince Young in studio last week. Vince Young would have been a success as the Houston Texans quarterback. John
hike McClain. That leg. Vince would have had to work a whole lot harder. He started having issues with Jeff Fisher in the first preseason. I covered a game that he was supposed to start, first preseason game. He broke team rules, got benched, and maybe if he'd come here, he would have worked a lot harder and dedicated himself more to football, but he had constant issues with Jeff Fisher, and Jeff was looked at as a player's coach. He was never known as like a Tom Coughlin, so I'll say no.
All right, here you go. Watson versus Luck be the next Brady Manning.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? The fact they play each other twice a year. I wouldn't. You're talking about Brady, the greatest quarterback in history, and Manning, one of the top five. I wouldn't go that far, James, but as far as the two of them being elite and having great games for years, absolutely. I wrote plenty about why Watson's going to take the next step and be considered great and among the elite quarterbacks by everybody nationally, not just locally, and I firmly believe that. And then Luck's right there too. It's going to be a privilege to watch those two.
Okay. Will Jadeveon Clowney this time next year be the highest paid defensive player in NFL history?
Okay, you're supposed to make a comment.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yes or no.
Okay.
And I'll say no, he will not be the highest paid defensive player.
That's a leg hike. Matt Khalil will not play a game for the Houston Texans in 2019.
I agree with you. I think they've got even though Chantrell Henderson has been hurt, they like him if he stays healthy. Max Sharping could play guard, but that's three tackles right there. Julian Davenport has starting experience. He's played both tackles. He would be the better swing tackle. I just think there's not going to be a place, barring injury, for Matt Khalil.
All right, here's a non-football one for you. Corey Goffey will be the next Serena Williams.
Oh, man, James, you're talking about the greatest tennis player in history. No, Serena's up there in a class by herself, and Goffey's 15 years old. She just beat her idol, Venus. But as far as being the next Serena, I don't think there'll ever be a next Serena.
Hell no.
Bill O'Brien will not be the coach of the Houston Texans this time next year.
I disagree. I think if he goes 2-14, he'll get fired. That's the only time they've fired their coaches. But if they go 6-10, 7-9, 1 year after 11-5, I don't think they'll fire him. I think it'd be two bad seasons in a row before you'll get fired.
McClain leg hiking with James Ihedebo and Stanford Rout. The Rockets dodged a bullet by not getting Jimmy Butler.
I agree. It was exciting to talk about. It would have been fun to watch him try to mesh with James Harden and Chris Paul. I don't know any scorer who'd want to come here and watch Harden play the way Harden plays. It's almost like you just got to be off to the side. So he was never coming here, even though they made a big deal out of it. Great for him to go to Miami, but I don't think it would have worked out.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, here you go. Ozark, top five Netflix series.
Absolutely, positively. Ozark is an incredible show. There's better shows on Netflix than there are on network TV, and Ozark's Narcos are right up there at the top.
Now, this one is for me and John Lopez. With a healthy DeJounte Murray back in the fold, the San Antonio Spurs will finish in the top four of the Western Conference.
Absolutely, positively. They got the best coach in the NBA. They've got still got talent. They've done a great job at rebuilding. I think, yes, they'll be in the top four. Let me ask you guys something. Now, I understand Anthony Davis is a great player, but people automatically are saying they're the favorites to dethrone the Warriors. When he was at the Pelicans and he had some talent around him, they didn't really do squat. So why all of a sudden, with a stripped-down roster, other than LeBron, who's 35, and Kyle Kuzma, are they all of a sudden going to win the West?
Why do they have to dethrone the Warriors? They got to dethrone the Raptors, John McClain.
I mean,
no, I was talking about in the West.
I mean, but you know how you know how the LeBron James effect is. Anytime that anyone teams up with LeBron James and it's an all-star level player, they're going to automatically be thought of.
Do you agree that should they be the ones to dethrone the Warriors right now?
Me and Ledger were just talking about this a little bit earlier. I don't think that they're. I don't think it's a lock for them to actually win the NBA Finals.
What if Kawhi goes?
I think that if Kawhi gets there, I think that it's a strong, strong possibility. But we all know that LeBron James, in big moments, his shooting does go in the tank in big moments. We all know Anthony Davis, like you just said, McClain, that back when he was with the New Orleans Pelicans, great player, top five player in my opinion, but hasn't exactly bought them to
elevated them to anything.
So it's not a far gone conclusion, in my opinion, that they're going to automatically win the title.
What do you think, James?
LeBron wins championships. I don't care. He won. We got to look at the Cavs roster that he won with in terms of elevating players around.
The ones he took there and didn't even win was impressive, too.
Yeah, that's what LeBron does. Is he elevates the players around him. So you put a player like AD, who is an all-star, but lacks that intangible in terms of elevating guys. Well, LeBron's a guy to do that. And this, and we're still waiting to see where Kawhi goes in terms of that missing piece.
But I will say this. I will say this, James. Yes, LeBron James, he's everything that you just said. But there are two teams in the state of Texas that have taken pride in knocking him off of that NBA final stage. Okay. None of those two are in this city.
Dirk Nowitzki retired. Kawhi Leonard's not there anymore. Tim Duncan's also gotten a little hefty.
Hey, but he's living in the past.
Yeah, that's Is Tim Duncan getting a time machine? Kawhi Leonard going back? Dirk coming back?
No, Tim Duncan's not getting a time machine, but guess what? Popovich is still there. DeJounte Murray is coming back in the fold. They finished number seven last year without their starting point guard.
What do you think?
They're going to fall out the playoffs when they gain?
I didn't even know the Spurs were a factor in this conversation.
I didn't even know.
I had no idea.
I just thought we were talking about Western Conference contenders. Where did this come from? But guess what?
Now you got Luka Doncic and you got Unicorn up there in Dallas with now Seth Curry. Not Steph, but Seth Curry. So, like I said, the West is a pretty
tough
conference.
Now we're putting the Mavs in the mix?
What I'm saying is, as great as LeBron James is, LeBron James ain't exactly undefeated in the NBA Finals. He's never played with someone as good as Anthony Davis, ever. So we're saying that Anthony Davis is a better player than Dwayne Wade?
Anthony Davis to LeBron is going to be like a Kobe Bryant and Shaq in terms of dominating
I would say right now, with what Anthony Davis is, yes. D-Wade, let's not forget what D-Wade was before LeBron got there. They were getting bounced early. He won the championship in 06. But before that, he was having trouble getting out of the first round.
And in 06, they did what?
They won the championship.
Okay, but you can't just say they won a championship like it's an afterthought.
He was having trouble getting out of there. What has LeBron done?
Okay, I got one more thing.
You're dismissing LeBron.
No, I'm just simply saying that LeBron James is not exactly unbeatable in the NBA Finals. That's my point.
But he's got some ammo
now. He's been to eight straight besides last season.
Out of the East.
It doesn't matter.
If LeBron James is in the Western Conference.
You know how hard it is to make it to the NBA
Finals? Now, if Tim Duncan comes back, like you said, you got something.
LeBron James is a phenomenal player, man. So don't get me wrong with what I'm saying. I'm asking you this, Diggs. If LeBron James was in the West, you think he would have gone to eight straight finals?
Of course not.
So that's all I'm basically
saying. Well, depends on who he was playing with.
Yeah.
That's all I'm basically saying is that
he played
in a conference that was basically scared of him. Like the Raptors, they now won the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard goes there, but if LeBron James is
no. Let me make this clear to you. Because you're talking about just the East being scared of LeBron. The reason the Warriors
went and got KD is because they were scared of LeBron.
There you go. Thank you. You got it for me.
I think
LeBron fear was when KD went to the Warriors and they did it.
I think we can all agree when I say this. If Draymond Green don't get suspended, the Golden State Warriors are beating the Cleveland Cavaliers in that 2016 NBA Finals.
And if LeBron James doesn't cramp up against the Spurs in Game One, they probably beat the Spurs too. So we can play this game all day.
We're talking about 2014.
We can play this all day.
We're talking about 2014 when they basically swept the
LeBron
Miami
got,
Heat.
LeBron got cramps.
This week was D'Angelo Russell going to Golden State.
That was very good. They got an asset.
What about games 2, 3, 4?
Let's carry this over. Stanford, keep yelling during the break. We'll be back. Stanford Route, James E. Hedebo, John McClain in the building, in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.